the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. The tariff wars continue. President Trump has doubled his planned tariffs on steel and aluminum from 25% to 50% for Canada. Trump says the move is in response to the price increases that the provincial government of Ontario put on electricity sold to the United States. Ontario Premier Doug Ford is urging President Trump to come to the negotiating table.
Let's work together. Let's get to the table if he has issues, and let's sort this out. You see the market tumbling. Consumer confidence is down. And if he continues on with this, assembly plants in Michigan will shut down.
On Tuesday, Trump once again made his case for Canada to join the United States as the 51st state on Truth Social. Do you want to see cell phones banned in New Jersey public school classrooms? An FDU poll finds 49% of New Jersey voters say there should be a ban, while 45% are opposed to a ban. The issue very much comes down to age.
70% of the youngest voters, that's voters 30 and under, oppose having a ban. So basically, if you grew up with cell phones, you think that kids should have them in the schools.
Executive director of the poll, Dan Cassino, says voters who are 65 and older overwhelmingly support a ban on cell phones. And police are investigating a shooting in Ocean County involving neighbors who were in an ongoing dispute. Police say a person in Berkeley Township shot a husband and wife on Drake Drive before the shooter turned the gun on himself. Last night, the husband and wife were airlifted to the hospital. Their status and the status of the neighbor is unknown. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. President Donald Trump says he intends to purchase, quote, a brand new Tesla, and blamed, quote, radical left lunatics for, quote, illegally boycotting Elon Musk's company. This comes a day after Tesla's biggest slide in share price in almost 5 years. On Wall Street, another tough day for the Dow, closing down 478 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And how warm will it get this week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Some are calling this warm-up fake spring or spring of deception. Maybe you've seen the meme on social media. It's really true. This is not sustained warmth yet. It's not technically spring. We have more back and forth temperature swings on the way before we see regular 60s and 70s around New Jersey. In fact, let's talk about our next cool down. Weak cold front slides in tonight with a few clouds. Lows fall to around 40. And then tomorrow's highs, not 70. Highs in the lower to mid 50s. Still a nice day with sun and clouds. A sprinkle or flurry may clip northern New Jersey tomorrow night. Thursday, not the greatest day. Clouds and fog, even cooler. Highs around 50. We'll jump back into the 50s on Friday with pleasant, partly sunny skies. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Somerville 69, Asbury Park 57, Woodbury 69. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation. Whether you're an elite athlete or just someone struggling with pain, Dr. Jody Serra at the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation cares about improving the function of your body. Go to lesspainbetterhealth.com to learn more.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.